Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, November 12th. We are continuing on in Isaiah's book, chapter 57. Today I'll be reading verses 1 through 13, and then we'll move over to the book of Acts. We're still in Paul's defense before Felix at Caesarea. And the priest Ananias is coming today into the story. And then we'll finish up with Psalm 122 and verse 1. There is a theme that I've seen running through the passages today, and that is the theme of peace. Where we can find our peace, sometimes a peace that is just more like peacemaking instead of peacekeeping, and then in the psalm, praying for peace. Starting in Isaiah 57, verse 1. The righteous perish, and no one considers why. The devout are taken away, while no one understands that it is due to evil that the righteous are taken away. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace and rest on their couches. But as for you, come here, you children of a sorceress, you offspring of an adulterer and a prostitute. Whom are you mocking? Against whom do you open your mouth wide and stick out your tongue? Are you not children of transgression, the offspring of deceit? You who burn with lust among the oaks, under every green tree, you who slaughter your children in the valleys, under the clefts of the rocks. Among the smooth stones of the valley is your portion. It is they who are your lot. To them you have poured out a drink offering. You have brought a grain offering. Should these acts cause me to relent? Upon a high and lofty mountain you have set your bed, and there you went up to offer sacrifice. Behind the door and the doorpost you have set up your symbol. For in deserting me, you have uncovered your bed. You have gone up to it. You have made it wide. You have made a bargain for yourself with them. You have loved their bed. You have gazed on their nakedness. You journeyed to Molech with oil and multiplied your perfumes. You sent your envoys far away, sent them down to Sheol. You grew weary of your many wanderings. But you did not say, it is no use. You found your desire rekindled, and so you did not weaken. Whom do you dread and fear, so that you lied and did not remember me or give me a thought? Have I not kept silent and closed my eyes, and so you do not fear me? I will announce your verdict, and the objects you made will not help you. When you cry out, let your collection of idols deliver you. The wind will carry them off. A breath will take them away. But whoever takes refuge in me shall possess the land and inherit my holy mountain. Here, Isaiah is making a contrast. Well, the Lord really is making a contrast between those who go after idols and Molech, which is a false god, and all the spiritual adultery that's going on there, with people who find their peace in walking uprightly and taking refuge in the Lord. It says in verse 13, they're the ones that are going to inherit my holy mountain. So this is a reference to going back to Jerusalem. Where do we find ourselves in this passage? Well, either we might need to meditate on the self-indulgent practices that are a part of our lives. What is it that is intoxicating you? It's making you run after things other than God rather than our real refuge in Jesus Christ. All right, let's move on over to the book of Acts 24, verses 1 through 9. Here we're going to see Tertullus using a lot of flattery before Felix today, and then in tomorrow's reading, Paul will be able to give a defense. Starting in verse 1. 5 days later, the high priest, Ananias, came down with some elders and an attorney, a certain Tertullus, and they reported their case against Paul to the governor. When Paul had been summoned, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "Because of you, most excellent Felix, we have long enjoyed peace, and reforms have been made for this people because of your foresight. In every way and everywhere, we welcome this with utmost gratitude. But to detain you no further, I beg you to hear us briefly with your customary graciousness. We have, in fact, found this man a pestilent fellow, an agitator among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. He even tried to profane the temple, so we seized him. By examining him yourself, you will be able to learn from him concerning everything of which we accuse him." The Jews also joined in the charge by asserting that all this was true. Did you notice the word peace here? Tertullus, on behalf of Ananias, the high priest, says to Felix, the governor, the Roman governor, "We have long enjoyed peace, and the reforms which you have made have been so wonderful." I'm paraphrasing there. But basically, the peace that Ananias was experiencing was a peace with the Romans in kind of a cahoots, whereas Paul was bringing about the message that we can have true peace with God through Jesus Christ the way. So it's interesting here that sometimes the peace that we seek is just the status quo. And often God's peace takes work, and it takes some, some struggle to get to that point of recognizing the peace. And we know that Jesus Christ went through the most horrible of deaths so that we could have peace with God. And so we're thankful, Lord, even in the midst of reading Acts 24, that your message went forward, and those who were trying to just keep things as they were not able to succeed. All right, let's move on over to Psalm 122, verse 1. If we read on in this psalm, it goes on to talk about praying for peace in the house of the Lord and in our family and friends. And so as we end the podcast, after I read this verse, I do want to pray for peace. And then I want to send you out with a blessing. Psalm 122, verse 1. "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" Will you pray with me? Father, as we open your word every day, we do seek your peace. We want to be the kind of people who turn to you for refuge. Help us not to just care about the status quo. Rather, help us, Lord, to experience depth of peace with you through Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for all of our family and friends who are in tumultuous times. Would you lift them up? Would you strengthen them? Would you remind them that you are their strong tower? Would you help them to find understanding in you? Would you support them with people who love you and can give them a good word, wise counsel, and encouragement? And Lord, we pray for your church, that in the doors of the church there would be peace, in our local congregations and in the church global. And now I want to send you out with a benediction by Richard Foster. May you now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, receive the spirit of prayer. May it become, in the name of Jesus Christ, the most precious occupation of your life. And may the God of all peace strengthen you, bless you, and give you joy. Amen.